Hello and welcome to our I Am the Divine recording. Today is August 13th, 2026, and I want to talk a little bit about the Pisces lunar eclipse, how it's going to be affecting us energetically. Some are already feeling it. I had a pretty significant shift last night that I would call a timeline shift. It's not clear to me exactly what is going to happen, but it was clear to me that there was something that shifted as I was laying in bed. I was laying in bed on my right side, and I was just doing some breath work, relaxing, trying to get into sleep mode, and I was feeling myself going deeper and kind of in that state between sleep and reality, being like in the ethers. And while I was in that place, I was floaty. I was in and out, back and forth. And within, I would say, probably about maybe 10 minutes of me being in that place, really relaxed, really in the breath work, at the point where I was ready to let go of the breath work and just let my body fall asleep. What happened next kind of shocked me, I'm not gonna lie. As I was laying there, all of a sudden, this energy, and it looked like a vortex in my mind as it was coming in toward me, and it happened so fast. It was within a matter of seconds and it was over. But it looked like a vortex. It was sparkly energy. It was very pristine feeling. And it came in like it was directed directly for me, came in, circled me, encompassed all of me in its swirliness, in this vortexy kind of feeling. And then the next thing I know, I feel my whole body suddenly turn left as if I was physically making a left. I made a post on this today, and I can say it was like being in a car with someone else driving. I was the passenger, and they almost missed the left-hand turn they were supposed to make. But they turned at the very last minute, and it was a very sharp, direct turn. Now, my physical body laying in bed did not turn. I did not turn. It did not jerk. It did not move a fleck. Nothing moved. But the energetics of my field moved. And it was like this hard left off of the path I'm on, onto a new path. And I could literally see the fork in the road. I could see the fork of the energies separating and splitting. And it was so palpable. Like I just knew with every fiber of my being, I didn't have to guess. I didn't have to try to figure it out. I didn't have to lay there and assess it. I remember laying there thinking to myself, holy shit. I just had a timeline shift. And it was just so real, as if it was, as if it like literally happened, but it didn't. It was energy. It was all energy. And so in that moment that I recognized what it was, you know, the only thing I could really do would be to just rest my head, rest my body, and then let myself fall asleep because it's energy. It's all energy. There's nothing to do. There's no efforting to make. And I was realizing, recognizing that we are closing out a significant window. The window is not going to completely close until March, no, February 20th of 2027, when we have the next biggest eclipse in the sign of Virgo. That's going to happen. And I believe that's a lunar eclipse in Virgo on the 20th of February. And that eclipse completely closes out the energetics that actually created the move here for me, right? So go, it takes us back to September 2024. Okay. This eclipse, this Pisces eclipse, closes out the last 18 months. Now, very interestingly, I'm here, I think 16 months at this point. So, whatever was transpiring in our lives 18 months ago, right? So, I left for Florida the last week of February. So, if we go back 2 more months, so that was February, January, December. So I had just gotten home from my 3 week stay in England the first week of December. So I was packing like a fiend, like a maniac, all through December, January, and so that when February came, I could just throw my stuff on the truck, the moving truck, and come down to Florida. So really, that this timeline was built during that December period, and that's what this Pisces energy is closing out. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what is transpiring, because I will tell you, before we get into the talking points of this lunar eclipse in Pisces, I will share this with you because I had a conversation with Joe to let him know I was going to start blogging my life and all the little nuances and things that happen to me on a regular basis that I can't talk about because it would be too much information in the classes, and the information that I try to share with you guys is what is relevant for you, right? Like, I try not to talk too much about like all the little things that go on for me, because I could just take up hours and hours and hours, you know. It's just like that here in my reality. But I sat down with Joe and I talked to him and I said, listen, you know, I'm going to be writing a blog because I have been feeling this building for months and months. I'm not going to lie and say for years and years, because anybody some that read me that, you know, would come and go like, oh, I feel like you're going to write a book. I'd go, yeah, okay. Because there is no book that's wanting to be told right now. Like, I'm not feeling the book within myself. Okay. So I understand you're feeling it, but it's not on this timeline yet. I haven't gotten to that timeline. And so I would just have to park it and be okay and be patient, waiting to see when that book would arrive. Well, it turns out it's not so much a book as it is a blog. And the blog wants to be written as if it's being written in chapters in a book, oddly enough. But this is feeling so important for me to do. I don't know why. I don't know who's going to read this that's going to have a moment that's going to feel into whatever it is that's going on here, but it has to be written. And so I had this conversation with Joe and I said to him, you know, I'm going to do my best to like, leave you out of the mix of like my kind of crazy stories, right? And he was like, basically, oh no, you know, we're partners in crime in this. If it wasn't for you, I would never be a game warden. I wouldn't be an FWC officer. So you have to include me in your story. You have to include all the work I did with you for many, many years, working with you either every week or every other week, having a session to get me to the point where I was able to open my own business. I felt confident enough to have a business and stop judging myself and everything else. And because of that and starting that business, If it wasn't for you and the work, I would not have gotten to Florida. I wouldn't have the knowledge I have. And now, because of the knowledge Joe has gained with the processing center, processing animals, all kinds of animals, and working as a taxidermist, part-time with one of his friends and everything, he's now working on like one of the biggest cases Florida has ever had. And I can't really talk too much about it, but I'm going to just say, like, this case could really put Joe on the map with some major recognition because he is perfect for this role. Because over the course of his life and working with me, he followed the breadcrumbs that led him to Florida and led him to open his business down here and make the connections that he did and follow his passion. His passion is working outside, is being an outdoors kind of guy, and he's always wanted to be a cop, but he never realized that there was something called a game warden. We had them back in New York too, but it's not the same as it is down here. And so he is really excelling in his life because he learned through the work that we did one-on-one, the consistent work, to follow the breadcrumbs. Right. So he said, of course, you have to tell the story of me. Now, when I look at this shift that I had last night, I don't know. This eclipse possibly is hitting my fourth house of home. The Leo eclipse hit me in the first house of identity. And it's been hitting me in the ninth house, farm, people, places, and things. And I can tell you that on my art page, man, oh man, I've got people from all over the world following me on my art page. And, some of them are fairly large accounts, which is nice because they're like recognizing my work, which is always nice. But it just shows like it all ties together how, astrology doesn't tell you what's going to happen. It just tells you the timing of, okay, this might be a shift in your home, or okay, this might be a shift in foreign people, places, and things, and philosophies, and spiritual studies, and travel, and blah, 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 right? So it doesn't predict, it's not a predictory type of thing, but it's telling you, well, this could happen. This is targeting your home, and it's this sign and this element, and this is what they're known for, and this is what their shtick is, so to speak. So that's what it does for us. It does that. And when we're present and we understand that everything that is playing out is happening for a good purpose, we can just roll with it. So I know that if this window is closing out what occurred 18 months ago, that was the planning because the move down here was actually solidified with Joe in December because we had a meeting at the diner during his visit to New York in December. I think it was like the second or third week of December. And that solidified me moving down here. And we kind of talked about, what was going to be. So this Pisces lunar eclipse, because lunar eclipses eclipse things out of our lives, right? But it doesn't mean it's going to eclipse me living here. Like, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to live here anymore. It could mean the dynamic for me living here changes. Like, something about living here could change. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that would be, but it could be something as simple as, Joe saying, yeah, I'm ready to get rid of the sofas in my house. I know they bother your back. Let's shop for new sofas, or you go pick out what you like and, start to rearrange the furniture and you make it comfy and maybe bring in your chair from storage or something that you like and you can have. It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm moving someplace else, although it could. But this is what happens with the energies, right? So there is no planning or preparing. And we're talking about this because this applies to each one of you. The eclipse is going to hit you in some way, shape, or form. And at first, it might look like it might be this or it might be that. But the truth of the matter is that we don't know unless we're completely present and being completely present, and transparent and with integrity and with authenticity. That's another big one, right? So when I told Joe I wanted to write the blog, he was all for it because he's like, you definitely should do that. Like, people need to hear the stories that happen with you on a regular basis that you don't talk about, or you haven't written about, or you haven't, videotaped or anything like that. And so we had this conversation, and something shifted in the dynamic between us. Now, it's interesting because the energy that shifted brings us in closer dynamic. It's more than just a friend. It's become like family, right? Like it's more like family. And somebody said to me the other day, I feel like you're the other type of mom that Joe's mom couldn't be. And because I knew her and I did work with her, doing session work with her, I would say that that is very accurate. There was a lot on that side that was toxic because of her own upbringing, like with my mom's upbringing, right? So I try to give the other side of the fence, like, if I was a mom, what would I want to bring to the table as that energy? And that means I need to be completely transparent with myself in my authenticity. No hidden agendas, no motives, no manipulations, no nothing like that. And it's in its complete transparency. And so that is where this dynamic has evolved to. And one of the funny things is, and you'll definitely be reading this in my blog at some point, is that while I was looking for my escape exit from here, right, going like, I'm ready for a place of my own. I want to expand. I want to get my stuff out of storage. I want to be in my own space. Whatever the case was, right? And the more I was thinking that, it was like the more frustration I was feeling. Very much frustration because I felt like, oh, like, when is this going to happen? The minute I took my eyes off of that, and I started focusing more on what is needed here. What do I need to make myself even more comfortable than I am? I'm painting better than I've ever painted. I'm making art, drawing, and everything better than I've ever in my entire life. I can't believe how much I've grown. And it makes me so happy. But it's also the freedom of where I am and having somebody that's so willing to support me in the way that I supported him while he was working with me in session work, because when he needed something in between the sessions, because he was consistently every week doing sessions, I was taking, time in between the sessions to answer him and his questions, and he was just growing. And so a friendship was forging there. That was, next level, right? So he now wants to pay it forward and pay that back to me and support me and help me grow. And so that's been great. But the other day, I had to laugh to myself because, like, there's a part of me that wants to plan the escape from here. And he sends me a text with pictures of these planter barrels. And we had talked about them, but I said to him, they're not deep enough for the trees because I bought a bunch of fruit trees. Okay. We have papaya. We have, he had a lemon. We have a papaya now, and we have a banana. And I'm trying to get an orange tree and a lingam tree and a bunch of other fruit trees for here. And, but I think he missed the part. I don't think he missed the part, but he sends me a picture of these barrels and he's like, what do you think of these? And I'm like, they're beautiful, but they're not practical for the trees because they're too shallow. And he's like, oh, well, you'll figure out something else to do with them because I already bought three of them. And I had to laugh because in that moment, it was so clear to me that Joe does not want me to leave. He wants to figure out what is it going to take in order to keep me here. Of course, the ultimate would be if he somehow one day showed up with a horse. And then I'd be like, well, now I guess I can't leave because now I have a horse, right? So, and I laugh to myself every time I think of that. But it's also this beautiful feeling of knowing that you're wanted, knowing that you have a place, that you are in service in some way, right? That there's harmony and there's caring and there's love and support and everything that you would want in a friendship with somebody in the depth of the soul at the soul level, right? And it's changed. Things have changed. And now, when something comes up, he'll call me and he'll be like, you have a minute, I need to talk or vent or whatever. So the dynamic has changed. And I laugh because I'm like, sure, this would be the point where I would get taken out of here by the universe, because the universe is like, you've done the work, you've healed the house, you've helped heal him at his next level, you've healed yourself, you're back in art. Now you're on to your next adventure. Right. And there's a part of me that's like, I want another adventure, but I don't know. Things are so good. I don't know if I want to leave. Like, things are really feeling good, and I don't know. And that's when the universe would shift you and create the tension again that would make you need to look at what is taking place and surrender all over again to the next level of discomfort that's coming in, because it's a new experience to be had. So I'm telling you this for a reason, because some of us are going to have a chapter in our lives that's going to come to an end in some way, shape, or form. Could be with a relationship, could be with a friendship, it could be with work, it could be with family, it could be friends, it could be. Could be anything, could be something that you thought you loved to do that you find you no longer love to do. And so it's asking us to look at what is presenting with grace. Like, we are not going to have it figured out. That's not how this works, right? We are meant to just sit in whatever the energy is presenting, which is what I always do. And I always say, we have to be so present that we can be a witness to what is taking place. Like, I have that shift last night, and I opened the door today to go out and water the plants, and there is a grasshopper on my porch on the front steps that is, facing to the left. I mean, that, I look at that and I'm like, how much more of a sign could I need or want? Like, I don't need that sign, but yet it showed up anyway, because I'm not out there searching for it. So it can show up in all of its goodness. And then I have that to like anchor in even further, even deeper within myself, because there's no doubting anymore. There's no questioning anymore. So that's what this Pisces lunar eclipse is doing. It's bringing things to completion so that it can be up-leveled in a whole new way, right? And we're healing this cycle that is immense. I mean, it really is. It's like it's unprecedented energies that we're in. Things have to collapse. If you look at the outer reality, we're going to start to see the medical system collapse. It can't be sustained. It's so fake. The insurance companies run the show. The doctors don't even run the show anymore. The insurance companies do. And until something changes, people are not going to get better, because they don't want people to get better. The insurance companies and Big Pharma and everybody are making too much money on people being sick. So that's about to change as we see healing happen. So you might notice that things feel different, right? That the energy surrounding something that you've done for a long time is feeling different right now. And if you're not feeling that, it's because maybe you're not really giving yourself enough time to be present throughout your day. So you want to consider that, and you want to, connect in so that you are sitting in presence. Pisces is a water sign. Water is great for dissolving. It gives clarity, okay? Water is a great conductor of energy. So it gives a charge to electricity. And that's why the mind can be in a higher state of consciousness, functioning from a higher perspective. Okay, so Pisces, being about intuition, is going to be looking to push us into our next highest level within ourselves. And so, anywhere where we had a lack of clarity, where our life has been unclear, where Pisces has been clouding the field, wherever that is for you, right? It's for us, it's all in different places. Now there's going to be clarity, and it's going to get some light. And that area for you, whatever that is going to get light to it so that you can see now what you didn't see before. Okay. And it's really important to have that understanding because Pisces has been under the guise of Neptune. Neptune is the illusion. Remember, we've talked about this in other gatherings where Neptune is like wearing, foggy goggles or rose-colored glasses, and you're not seeing clearly. Well, now Pisces finally is out of that Neptune field, and it's finally getting light shined in on it. So it kind of reminds me of like being in a room and it's dark in the room, and you have been in that room for a long time, and you can feel your way around it. You know every bump, nook, and cranny in the room. And then suddenly someone comes in and flips the light switch and says, "What are you doing in the dark? Why don't you turn on the light?" And you're like, "The light?" And then you look around and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't know that there was all this furniture in the room. I didn't know there were bookcases and a TV and a lamp. And it's all been there. It's been there forever. But you never had light. You were always in the dark. So you never saw it with clarity, right? That's what's happening now. So that room that we've been in that had darkness now has light. And the light is going to be very, very strong. So this is where things that are hidden become revealed, right? So that third dimensional field out there, that reality. Excuse me. That reality is going to have light. So things that are in the darkness or have had a hidden agenda, let's say, are now going to be revealed. It's going to come to the light and we won't be able to not see it. Okay. The lunar eclipses eclipse things out of our life. It brings things to a close, a culmination, and could be potentially emotional because it's in the sign of Pisces, and Pisces can be very emotional. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and it's often said that the sign of Aries can sometimes have most of its life operating from its ego because it's like the child. It wants to be seen, it wants to be first, right? But the sign of Pisces, they say, is it the sages say, or wise ones, or astrologers say that Pisces is an old sign. Like one of the astrologers I follow, she was talking about Pisces. I think it was months ago, and she said It's like a wise old man or woman, right? It's been around and around and around and around and is one of the most evolved signs ever. Now, I would say yes, because every Pisces I know usually has some kind of an addiction issue, whether it's food or alcohol or something more toxic like drugs. Beth had an addiction to coke. My ex-husband Pete was a Pisces. He had an addiction to alcohol. Now he's a Pisces. Beth had a Pisces moon, I think it was. And I know a couple of other people who have Pisces in their rising or their moon, and they also have addiction issues, right? Sometimes it's food. So Pisces is, even though it is a sign that is so highly spiritual, so highly illuminated, so highly intuitive, it can also be in its detriment when it's not being present and it's staying in the wound and not allowing itself to move forward. Right. So we could see that. So this is significant because it means, are we going to let ourselves fester in the wounds of where we've been? Right. And you got to remember now, we are not just closing out the last 18 months. We just came through a quarter that was asking us to close out the last 18 years, taking us back to, I think it was 2008. Okay. Are we going to sit in that wound and fester that wound, or are we going to pick ourselves up and move forward finally? Because we can't sit in the wound. We have to heal the wound. And that doesn't mean we do it all at one time. It means we do it slowly. Okay. So August this month is a very pivotal point for change because it's asking a lot of us. It's also a Leo month where we just had the solar eclipse in Leo. And that wants to point to beginnings. That wanted to point us in the way of beginnings so that we could have the endings that are needed so that we can close out timelines that are no longer valid for us. And in the Leo energy, in that solar eclipse, it wants us to find our voice. It wants us to stand in our truth. We're being asked to step up in the limelight. And I feel like this is one of the reasons that I am feeling furiously pushed to writing a blog. I don't know where this is going or what it's going to lead to. It's not monetized. I'll be sharing a lot of information and things are going to shift, things are going to change. So I don't know where that is going. I'm going to have to just trust and see. And so another aspect of Leo is confidence, creativity, courage, right? It's asking us to trust. We can't see it. We can't see the path. We only have the shift. We only have the feels, but we can't see the actual path. Can we trust and have the confidence and the courage that we need? Can we expand our perspective enough to trust what wants to come in or unfold for us? Okay. So, going back to the old question, what do you need to let go of? What needs to be removed fully? Is it someone? Is it a place? Is it a situation? Right. What is it that needs to go that we're so afraid of letting go of that we're still doing and that we're doing whatever it takes to hold on to, but we don't realize that that thing is actually not making us happy. We may be doing something where we don't even realize the feeling that we're going into it with is unhappiness. Or perhaps it's sadness or anxiety, and it just doesn't feel good anymore. It just doesn't feel like you anymore, right? It doesn't feel like me. And it's hitting in the body maybe in a new way. Okay. So this is something that we have to pay attention to, and it requires presence so that we can navigate this. Because this lunar eclipse is asking us to let go of things in our past, Pisces, being a water sign, is asking us to see where we've emotionally tied ourselves, right? What have we tethered to on an emotional level that we need to now move on from and be in flow, because it's not working anymore. And we can't pretend because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel aligned, right? So this could feel like waking up in the dark. Right in that dark room every day, not knowing where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? When we're feeling that way and we're feeling confused, that's overthinking. We're overcompensating instead of being present and just being, right? So this is where the energies are asking us to look at our life and what it is that we're doing. The light wants to illuminate what we could not see before. Right? The last eclipse in Leo planted seeds so that we could grow or grow something. And this one wants to pull the weeds so that new endeavor that Leo wanted you to pursue or plant can actually take hold and grow. Right? It can propagate properly. Okay? So another part of this is about talking, okay? More conversations are needed now. More connection, more talking, more physical one-on-one. And so, a voice inside might be saying, you can't keep living the way you used to. And then you're arguing with yourself. But the truth of the matter is that if you're not present, you're not going to see. I just had this conversation with somebody today in a session that said to me, oh my gosh, I realized the other day I was projecting the idea that there was going to be a problem in a conversation I wanted to have with somebody. And I like literally said to myself, do you hear what you're saying? You're speaking so negatively, like this is going to turn out negative. You don't have to do that. You're in charge of your reality. Create the reality you desire and the outcome in that conversation that you desire. And I was just blown away because I was like, wow, that is so powerful. Look at you go. Like you just created something so magical for yourself in the awareness that you're giving yourself, right? We can't keep living in the same way we've always been living. We just can't do that. It's not going to be supported in the field anymore. It's just not. And we have to make the changes that we need in order to step into our next best self. These eclipses hold no prisoners. Trust me when I tell you. They'll push you right over the edge of the cliff because they want you to fly. So, when we let go and clear out any of the discordant energies, relationships, situationships, whatever it is that we've been hanging on to, when we clear it out, we can finally focus on what truly needs our attention. Because maybe there's something happening in your life that you're really not certain you need to put your energy in because you're so distracted by, being over here or being over there or talking to this person or talking to that person. And so you've got all these distractions, right? Or maybe you have the TV on or you're tuning into social media for 8 hours of your day, right? It's a distraction and the truth cannot reach us. The clarity cannot reach us. So when we finally are giving ourselves the attention that we need, we have to ask, what does my heart really want? What do I really long for? What is it that would set my soul on fire? What is it that would make me transcend in a way I could only dream about, right? Or in a way I see other people doing, but I don't think I can, because who am I to be able to do that, right? So this is where we have to go deeper. And because this is Pisces, it will ask us to connect more deeply on an intuitive level with ourselves and also with others, to allow the ones that are not vibing with us to fall away so that something new or somebody new can come in. It wants us, Pisces, this eclipse wants us to learn to trust our own intuition. Let go, free fall, and completely trust. Stop trying to control the outcome, because when we're in control and we're trying to be in control, we're in resistance. And when we're in resistance, we're paddling against the current. Okay? We're not going downstream in the way that it would be easy. We're going upstream. We're doing what salmon does, right? Salmon swims upstream so that they can lay their eggs, and then they float back downstream after they do that. I want to say, why do we do that, salmon? Why? Because when you're doing that, you're going back up into areas where you could be targeted, because it takes more energy to swim upstream against the current. And you're more likely to be eaten by a bear, because you have less power to defend yourself. So why would we do that? But yet we do that unconsciously, day after day after day. So stop controlling the outcome, because that's efforting, and there is no efforting in attraction. The law of attraction is only attraction. And when we let go and trust our intuition, we can recognize the breadcrumbs along the way. That's one of the most important things, because when we're not seeing the signs, it's how it trains us. It's how we get trained by the universe. We get trained to see the signs. Like that grasshopper on my steps, right on my porch. I didn't need to see that, because I already knew, but yet it showed up anyway. Okay. So this is an end to a new beginning. And it might feel a bit uncomfortable or uncertain. You know, when one story closes and another is trying to begin, it feels like it confusion at times. We don't know where we're supposed to be or what we're supposed to do. We feel like something's supposed to end, but that doesn't feel fully clear to us. So, you know, this is where we have to really pay attention to what is wanting our attention. Okay. If we haven't surrendered the control, we're missing our mark. And if we are efforting the energy that fielding into resistance, the field, the universe responds with more resistance, which will feel like overwhelm. It'll feel like anxiety, it'll feel like frustration, it'll feel like you're, you know, pedaling on a bike that has no chain, and you're just pedaling and it's not going anywhere because it doesn't have a chain to propel it forward, right? So we have to really pay attention. And it means that we have to let go of whatever our coping mechanisms are. I know for some people it's alcohol, for some people it's food, for others it's exercise. You know, whatever your coping mechanism is, sometimes it's gossip, right? We have to let go of that. Coping mechanisms do not have sustainable energy in the energies that we're in right now. We have to let go of overfunctioning. So if your pattern is to overfunction in a situation that has you feeling glitchy, check yourself and understand overdoing is not validating you as a good person. It's creating lack, Because overgiving, overdoing, overserving says, I don't feel my worth. I must give more so that I could be seen as a good person, a reliable person, a person of worth, right? It's a self-worth issue. And so we have to stop doing that. And we have to quit exhaustion buildup, okay? We have to, when we are tired, when we're exhausted, we have to learn to say no. And sometimes it's okay to say no, right? Sometimes we just don't have it in us. And the energy says, it's time for you to rest. But in your mind, you're going, oh, I can't rest. They're depending on me. They need me for this, for that, blah, 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 blah. That's the story we tell ourselves so that we can feel important to ourselves because we don't feel important. That's a self-worth issue. Okay. So Pisces is asking for all of this to end so Leo courage can move you forward. Leo courage wants to take control and help you step into your next best self. We're closing out a story. And the story is done, and we have to put the book away because the story has been told. There's nothing left to tell, right? That story has ended. So we have to start to recognize our patterns and our toxic behaviors so that we can end them. Growth doesn't come when we're doing more. It only comes when we become more present within all the facets of our life. And most of us face a scenario or a challenge and predetermine the outcome, which is usually negative. You ever ruminate on a conversation you need to have with somebody and you're playing the conversation out in your head, and your head is telling you, oh, they're not going to be happy about what you have to say, or oh, they're gonna judge you, or and you're fabricating a negative outcome to the conversation that you need to have that hasn't even happened yet. That's what I'm talking about, right? When we sit and we predetermine, and the predetermination is usually negative because we've been trained to think negatively. Our whole lives, we've been trained to think negatively. So much of the time, we're thinking negatively because we've been trained that, the outcome probably isn't going to be the highest. Don't hope for the more. Let you know it, what it, whatever it is, right? We have to shift that. We have to change that because that's not our truth. Okay. So this is where gatekeeping our thoughts plays a vital role. Because we need to pay attention to what it is that we're thinking so that we can stop the thought cycle that we're on, because we get locked into a re repetitive behavior pattern, right? And then we're constantly playing that out, right? Thinking and planning for tomorrow makes us miss out on the breadcrumbs of today. So, if we're constantly focusing on what's going to happen tomorrow or what's going to happen next week or next year, we're not present in today. And if we're not present in today, we're going to be missing out on a lot, right? So, a lot of times we allow ourselves to stay stuck in that unconscious and, we miss each moment in the now. Like we might miss a significant moment in the now because we're too upset about something from the past or too upset about something that happened yesterday or something that happened a year ago. We have to start to understand things happen and we need to make amends with it and move on from it. Okay. It's very important to understand that keeping ourselves stuck only delays our growth further. It's the worst thing that we could do for ourselves. All right. So if you think about it, clarity can only live in a state of presence. You're never going to get clarity when you're in a problem. You're never going to get clarity when you're in a situation you don't like. You can't. Because in order to get clarity, you need to become present. So clarity can only live when we have presence. Okay? And it's important to have presence because, like I said, during these large shifts, these large transits, new layers of information, right? New pathways, new timelines want to be revealed to us. And so we have to start thinking in a way of, if I'm dwelling in something that is keeping me stuck, I'm intentionally doing this to myself as self-sabotage because I'm afraid to leave and move to something else because I've become complacently comfortable in what is. I've become complacently comfortable in what I think I know. And that's the key. You think you know, right? We think we know what we are doing or what we have or that this is the best. And that's not always the case. So it's really important to be present so that we can, reveal what is next, what's wanting to present, right? And so the Mercury shift that we just came through, it was Mercury in Cancer, asked us to have a new dialogue within ourselves and also with other people, have conversations with other people. To get clarity or to be certain about where things stand, right? It's very important. So dialogue right now, conversation is like at a premium. The energies are asking us to talk to each other. That's where texting falls short. I hate to say it, but it is true. I would much rather pick up the phone then go through a string of texts for an hour, texting back and forth with somebody. To me, that doesn't do anything. I'm just not interested in that, right? But there's a lot of people that like to text, and that's okay for them, that if that's their thing. But the universe is really clear about not wanting that as a pathway anymore. We've devolved ourselves through technology and devices. We have not evolved ourselves. We've devolved ourselves. We think we're fancier because we have all the electronics and technology. We're not. And it's not something that, the universe looks at and smiles about because it's become a distraction. And so it wants legitimate conversations again. That's the energy. That's the nature of the energy. So I found that very interesting that the energies are portraying in that way. Okay. And so this is a time where we need to start to trust the new things that are unfolding in our lives or within us that are wanting to create a new you or a new pathway for you and stop living in the fear of who we used to be, right? I only wore the hat of a Reiki practitioner. And that's all I know myself to be. And I can't look at myself and think I could be anything more than Reiki. I'm going to talk about Reiki all day long, right? People that are doing that, they haven't activated the consciousness in themselves that is looking for them to move off to the next level of what they're doing because they're standing in fear. They have fear that they're not going to be able to be anything more or be great at the next thing that comes up, right? I went through that too. When I gave up Reiki to start doing one-on-one sessions more clearly, coaching sessions, it was hard. It was scary because some people didn't like it and some people didn't come back because they wanted Reiki. And for me, it was, Reiki was the cop out. I could put you on the table, but you're not going to get a healing, or you're not going to shift because you're wanting me to make that happen for you instead of taking responsibility for the energy you're receiving and integrate it in your body. And so that's one of the reasons that I had given up Reiki because it was just wasn't really working anymore. And I was seeing the results weren't getting it, even though I was doing spontaneous healings. Like I could put my hands on somebody, they would have a spontaneous healing, and then, oh, 3 days later, a week later, they would be right back, and that healing did not stick because the victim mentality was so strong. They got more attention being a victim than they did being healthy. So I was like, you know what? This sucks for me. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be your repetitive. I want you to transition. I want you to ascend. I want you to become more, to evolve yourself more, right? Because it was hard watching people stay stuck. That's for me, that's not exciting at all. I don't like seeing people stay stuck, people that are not looking to do the work, that, just want to keep being in the repetitive quagmire that they're standing in, So this is asking us to be more, trust the path, stop living in the fear, and, step out of who you used to be and what you used to know and what you think you are, and come up into the next step on the path. It's only one step. Take that step and move into new energy and see what that feels like and what you can create with that energy. So the question here is, can you embrace freedom? Freedom from needing everyone's approval. That's a big one. I myself have been there 1,001 times, right? Still work with that every time I think I need to ask somebody, what do you think of this, right? And also to embrace freedom from thinking that you need to have all of it figured out. There's nothing to figure out, right? No, we don't have to have all the answers. We only have to have a desire to have a different outcome and to experience ourselves in our fullness. And that's what we need to have. We don't need to have, a clear understanding of what, I mean, I had that shift last night, and clear as day, it shifted me to the next path, and the next path was left. And I thought to myself, I was like, wow, that is amazing. Now, I could have laid there going like, oh, I wonder what that means. I wonder where I'm going. I wonder who's coming in. I wonder what that, blah, 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 right? But that was not going to help me. So what did I do? I surrendered. I was like, oh, fun. I can't wait to see what adventure unfolds. And that was it. I parked it right there and I went to sleep. Okay. That's what we need to do. We don't need to figure it out. And then we need to free ourselves from thinking that healing needs to be perfect. I see this all the time. There is no such thing. There is no such thing as healing needing to be perfect. It just does not happen, right? The more we are willing to do the work, the more we are willing to be conscious, the more we are willing to wake ourselves up through these processes that have us looking at the lay of the energies and what we can do to advance ourselves and how we could work with this energy to maximize our experience. That is our evolution. Right? That is where the healing can happen. And then we continue to go on a consistent path so that we're constantly evolving ourselves from where that was. Okay? So, because Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, it's tied to endings in order to create a new beginning. Because there can't be a new beginning if you're standing in the doorway. You have to close the door to one thing so that a doorway to the new thing can open up. Okay. And it's important to really have that conscious understanding that that is how it works. So, Pisces is a sign that carries wisdom to help us grow. When it pushes us forward, it's pushing us forward into our own wisdom. Okay. Eclipses are never fast changing. We're in a corridor, a stargate of eclipse season from now until February, when we hit that lunar eclipse in the sign of Virgo on February 20th. That will close out this eclipse corridor that we're in. And in the meantime, from this solar eclipse that we had on the 12th yesterday, all the way through to February 20th, 2027, we are going to be unwrapping the next phase of our transformation. Okay. It's a 4 to 6 month window of time. Patience is required, trust is required, and we must surrender and be willing to be okay with not having all the answers. We have to be okay with whatever is presenting in our reality that's feeling uncomfortable. You know, Joe went and bought those barrel baskets for whatever to put in there, herbs or flowers or whatever. And I could have had one of two reactions. I could have not saying anything to him, of course, but within myself, I could have been angry, going like, oh, the universe is keeping me here longer, and I really just want to be free, and I want to fly, and I want my own space, and I want to set up my art studio, and I want to get back to like having all of my supplies in a place where I can use them and I can have them, and I want to have a desk again instead of doing everything at the kitchen table. And you know, and in that moment of thinking, wow, I didn't react like that, I didn't respond like that, I actually realized I'm in a lot of peace where I have my easel and I'm painting. I mean, it's right out in the open. Like anybody that comes in here can see exactly what I'm working on. And that's feeling very vulnerable, but not anymore. Like I've healed that from having to do it. I had no choice. And sitting at the table doing my work has become okay. Yeah. It's not a factor anymore because I let go in the process of feeling my own discomfort and allowing myself to feel the discomfort, right? I'm not looking for myself to be perfect in any way, shape, or form. I'm not looking to be perfection. I'm not looking to be perfection for you. I'm not looking to be perfection for me. I am looking to be my best self, the best version of I can be in this moment now. And I don't have in my mind what that's supposed to look like, right? Because when we do that, we're not accessing our highest best self. We're trying to create what we think we should be. I don't want to do that. I want to be in my integrity, in my authenticity, in my transparency. I want to come front and center. I want, this is who I am. This is all of me. And this is what you get. And I want the same from everybody else in my reality, right? But in order to get there, we have to let go of the fear. And because when there is fear, there can't be authenticity. When there's fear, there can't be integrity, because what replaces integrity is manipulation. When we're afraid that we're not gonna get what we need, or we're not gonna be seen, or we're not gonna be heard, we go into manipulation, right? I see it all the time. So we can't be in integrity. And if we are in manipulation, we're definitely not able to be in transparency, because if we were transparent, we would be knowing that we were being manipulative and we would stop doing what we were doing. But we're not doing that because we're in manipulation. And so we're trying to keep control of our situation. So when we're in manipulation, we're controlling the outcome. And when we're in manipulation, controlling the outcome, we're in a state of lack and we're in a state of low self-worth. Okay. And that's a soul correction. Other soul corrections are things like abandonment, right? Like when parents give children up for adoption, those children and the parents are both going through abandonment issues. There's so many of them, but you know, this is where the work is. It's recognizing what we are doing on a daily basis. What are we doing? How are we handling this? Right? This is what the energy wants from us, to be our best, to do our best. And I know it's exhausting. It's exhausting for me too. But when we're doing the work and we're in the work and we're at our best, the work brings us to the most amazing place that we could ever imagine, right? My days are filled with a lot of magic. Lately, there's not as many times as I feel, sad or frustrated or anything like that. I don't feel that anymore. I used to have days where I felt frustrated. I used to have days where I felt frustrated that I didn't have my own house, I didn't have my own place. And then I came to understand maybe I'm not supposed to have that. Maybe I've done that in so many lifetimes. And in this lifetime, I'm supposed to be free. I'm supposed to bring in freedom codes through myself, through traveling to wherever it is that I'm needed in the moment. Maybe that's what I'm here to do. I don't know. But the more I surrender and be okay with not knowing and just following where I'm supposed to go, the more miraculous and fulfilling my life gets. Okay. I mean, it's like me walking into the State Farm office, and I'm there because the girl's assistant made the appointment, and it was just to talk to me to make sure I had enough insurance coverage because most people don't have enough insurance. I do. I have, actually, I have the right amount. I didn't even know I did, but I do. Intuitively, that's what I've always carried and I've always asked for. And so, and then one thing leads to another. We're talking to each other, and one thing leads to another. And then the next thing I know, she's asking me, if you ever get into an art gallery or you're ever doing an art show or anything like that, let me know because I want State Farm to sponsor you. Right? I mean, like, wow, really? That's amazing. Like, where did the universe just drop that in my lap, right? So it's my job now to make sure I'm consistent with my art because that's a timeline that's wanting to line up with me. That's a timeline that's seeking me out. But I have to be consistent with my art so that that can present and line up for me. So when we're on our path and we're making the time to really be in the work pays off. And these little nuggets present themselves, and there's no mistake. Like, this is where we are meant to be. And then there's no doubt, the fear leaves, there's no need for control, there's no need for manipulation. And it's really a beautiful harmony in the universe. Okay. So I'm going to leave this here. Stay present, see what's unfolding in your reality, in your life, and whatever it is that you need to do in order to make sure that you're in harmony with that timeline, do it. See your shortcomings wherever you are holding discordant energy, right? Wherever you're holding fear, wherever you might be manipulating, not intentionally, right? Because we don't intentionally do it, but we do it because there's fear, because we need to control a situation. So I want you to pay attention. All right, this is a very, very important time that we're in. Okay, very important time. So know that I love you very, very much. And I look forward to seeing you next week for our gathering on, hang on one second, and I will get the date here. Our gathering on the 20th. That will be our live gathering. It is on Thursday, the 20th. So next Thursday. Okay. And I look forward to seeing you then. And I love you. Take care. Bye-bye.